From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Governor Jerry Brown gives his annual State of the State address this morning. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, it's likely to be a very different speech from previous years.
When Jerry Brown gave his State of the State address in 2011, California had a $25 billion deficit.
California faces a crisis that is real and unprecedented.
Last year at this time, the deficit was $9
billion. So we're left with unfinished business, closing the remaining gap.
Now, with California's economy improving and Brown's Proposition 30 tax measure providing some extra income, that gap is basically gone, which means that at long last, the governor can begin to look beyond the budget. He'll likely push his plan to overhaul the state's education funding system. He could discuss the proposed tunnel underneath the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to send water to Central and Southern California. And he might well renew his repeated calls to change the state's major environmental law that deals with development projects. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
KRCB will carry live coverage of the governor's State of the State address starting at 9 this morning and anchored by Capitol Public Radio. New figures from research firm DataQuick show the number of California homeowners headed toward foreclosure is the lowest it's been in 6 years. And one analyst says it's another indicator that the positive housing market news is here to stay. Steve Cochran is with Moody Analytics.
Prices are up anywhere from 3% to 9% over the year, and in individual markets, sometimes even more than that. So on the whole, it looks like the housing recovery is here. I think there's no question.
According to DataQuick, lenders issued about 38,000 notices of default in California during the last quarter of 2012. That's down 38% from a year earlier. Cochran says that, plus a lot of pent-up demand in California, will continue to drive and hold.